Chapter 9. Into the Fringes. For some time Petra was quiet, and we thought she was sleeping. We didn't know she was still communicating with the mysterious Sealand lady, until she said, "Everybody on her island can communicate in thought shapes." Then she added happily, "The lady says my thought shapes are the strongest she's ever heard." If we lived there, we wouldn't be different. We'd be like everybody else, I thought, and we wouldn't be afraid all the time. Petra was quiet again, and then she said, "The lady is coming with other people from Sealand to rescue us. They're getting nearer." For a moment, I thought I was receiving a thought shape, but it wasn't clear. I was very frustrated. I also wanted to communicate with the Sealand lady, but she was too far away. Suddenly, I got an urgent thought shape from Michael. He was with the Wacknook search group. "The search group know the direction you're going," he said. "They found the body of the man you killed. His dog led them to the place." "What should we do?" I asked. "Get to the fringes quickly," he replied. "You'll be safe for a few hours at least until we get there." We rode as fast as we could, and soon we came to a forest. All the trees were very strange shapes. "These trees are all mutants," said Rosalind. "We're in the fringes." At that moment, a very big man fell onto me from a tree, and I lost consciousness for a few minutes. When I opened my eyes, my hands were tied. Rosalind and Petra weren't hurt, but their hands were also tied. Some men with long beards and dirty old clothes were leading us through the forest. "Where are you taking us?" Rosalind asked them, but they didn't answer. She sent me a thought shape. "These men aren't very aggressive. They're permitting us to ride our horses, and one of them is talking kindly to Petra," she said. "Where do you think they're taking us?"
"Probably to their leader," I replied. "I don't think they want to hurt us. They have to be careful, because we're strangers." Then I said, "Do you think we should tell their leader about our thought shapes?"
"Yes, we have no option," she answered. "It's the only way to explain our situation. If he knows we're in danger because we're different, he'll understand."
I could hear part of a conversation between two of the men. They were talking about an attack on the Wacknook search group.
"Men are coming together from everywhere in the fringes for this attack," one of them was saying. I couldn't hear any more because the men moved away from me. After some time, we left the forest and came to a big open area. The trees and vegetation were all in a poor condition. We walked for hours till we finally reached some high cliffs. There was a narrow space between the cliffs, and the men led us through it. We arrived at an area with simple tents and small houses. People in dirty, torn clothes looked at us, but they were more interested in our horses. Were there no horses in the fringes? One man took the horses, and the other took us to the leader. He was a very tall man, with the longest arms and legs I've ever seen. But the biggest surprise was his face. He looked exactly like my father. He asked our names, and then he said to me,
"You don't know me, boy, but I'm your uncle, your father's older brother."
After that, he added angrily,
"Wacknook Farm should belong to me, not to your father. They think I'm a mutant because I'm so tall."
I said nothing. It was hard for me to feel any family feeling for the leader, but I understood his frustration. He lost the farm at Wacknook
and a good life because of a stupid religious rule.
"Why have you come here?" he asked,
and Rosalind told him our story. All the time she was speaking, my uncle was watching her. Suddenly I was afraid and very angry. "Rosalind is very attractive," I thought, "and this man wants her." I jumped forward and hit him, but before I could hit him a second time, two of the men grabbed my arms.
"Beat him and throw him into the forest," said the leader angrily. Then he turned to me and said, "If you come to this camp again, I'll kill you."